Welcome to Cover Conversations, a podcast created by the local Gov Health and Wellness team for both those who use our health insurance benefits and the employers who offer them. Each month, we'll have a conversation with relevant information related to the health insurance we provide. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Covered Conversations. On today's episode of Covered Conversations, we have Kayla Bass. She's the Deputy Director at the Alabama League of Municipalities. Welcome, Kayla.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for what y'all do for more than half of Alabama's municipalities and the services that you all provide.
Yeah. Can we talk about that just for a second? Kind of that relationship. So as our listeners know, we provide the health insurance benefits for municipalities and counties and others throughout the state. But our relationship with the local government health insurance board and the local government health insurance plan and the Alabama League of Municipalities, it goes back quite a few years. Since 1990, in essence. You guys were a big champion of our plan. And when we were first, you guys were listed in the bill pretty much when we were first the legislature in 1990. And then we became an actual plan in 93. So I guess that stuff takes time. But you guys have been with us the entire path. I think that's amazing. It says a lot about the relationship that we have and how you guys are always looking out for the municipalities, the towns and cities throughout the state.
Absolutely. Well, we have certainly valued this relationship from the beginning because we knew it would better serve municipal employees around the state with access to care and managing health care costs, not just for the cities, but for their employees as well. And so it's always been a priority of ours. And I'll talk about it a little later, but it's always been a priority of ours from then until now to partner with and foster relationships with folks that would allow us to provide cost-saving measures to our municipalities. So this partnership has been a no-brainer, and it continues to align with our overall mission and vision at the League.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about the League? What do you do at the League?
Well, I joined the League in 2017 and served as the Advocacy Communications Coordinator and then served as our Director of External Affairs, where I solely worked with just our advocacy and communications teams. A couple of years ago, I had the privilege of becoming the League's Deputy Director, and in this role, I oversee our advocacy, comms, IT, legal and member services teams, and I also still provide direct lobbying support when the legislature is in session.
You're very busy.
Yes.
That's a lot of hats that you wear. Okay, well, do you want to talk a little bit more about what the League does, especially for those municipalities?
Absolutely. So the League is a nonprofit membership association that was formed in 1935, and we represent all of Alabama's cities and towns, of which there are 465. So this year we're celebrating our 90th anniversary and 90 years of serving as the primary voice for Alabama's municipalities. And so that's something we're really proud of. But we were originally formed as an advocacy organization, ensuring that cities and towns were represented at the State House and in Congress. Since then, we've expanded our mission significantly to provide workers' compensation, liability insurance, municipal financing, education, training, legal guidance, you name it. But we haven't stopped there. In 2022, the League acquired the Alabama Communities of Excellence Program, which we call ACE. The program was founded in 2002, and it provides technical assistance to communities in the 2 to 18,000 population range. So it really caters to those smaller communities in an effort to strengthen their long-term economic success. And currently, we've had, I believe, 43 communities that have graduated from that program and become an ACE community, designated as an ACE community. And then our EDA program, which is our Economic Development Academy, that was formed in 2021 in partnership with the Alabama Community College System. And this program is for communities of all sizes, and we've had communities of all sizes go through and graduate from the program, but it's specifically designed to teach communities realistic expectations and attainable goals for economic development in their communities. And I always use the example, you know, everybody wants a Chick-fil-A in their community, but that's not maybe what belongs in your community or is realistic for your community. So, you know, through this academy, we're finding what does work for those communities and what can we help you realistically attract in your community. You know, what existing developments are already there that we can help you build upon, and what can our team teach you about the essential elements of economic development within your community. And that's been so successful. That's led by Brian Parker, who was our director of governmental affairs, but now he's branched out on his own and has his own firm, but he still heads that Economic Development Academy for us, and he's done an incredible job. And certainly can't thank the Alabama Community College System enough for their partnership in that. They allow us to use their community colleges across the state to host those trainings.
Across Alabama's 465 cities and towns, our local neighbors are hard at work building a brighter future for all of us. They might be first responders keeping us safe from danger, or business owners getting ready to open up shop. No matter their job or yours, the 5 million people that make up our sweet home all depend on local government. And local government depends on you. Get involved with the Live Locally Alabama campaign today.
There are many more programs I'd love to talk about, but one I'm really excited to share with the audience, and then I'll take a breath. It's our CMO program, our Certified Municipal Official Training Program. This was formed in 1994, and it's the second oldest elected officials training program in the country to be formed, something we're really proud of. And it was a voluntary program for elected officials to be formally trained in all things local government. But during the 2024 legislative session, our advocacy team worked diligently to pass legislation called the Alabama Municipal Training Act, which was signed into law and went into effect January 1. And it mandates that elected officials are trained in those fundamentals of municipal government. So really all the nuts and bolts of the training is staying the same. It's just going from voluntary to mandatory. And it requires that all elected officials receive 40 hours of training within their first term, so 10 hours each year. And then if you've already received your 40 hours of training, you're required to get 5 hours each year. And so we just felt like mandating this training would allow local officials to stay up to date with best practices for operating a local government. And it keeps them abreast of any state policy changes or reporting requirements. And, you know, we also feel like it proves to their citizens that their municipal leaders are committed to maintaining and improving their quality of life in their communities.
Yeah, you guys do a lot. There's a lot, and especially a lot of the education initiatives and helping them and truly trying to help these communities grow and bring in more revenue for themselves. And all of, I think that's amazing. I think it's incredible what you guys are doing for even the smaller ones where you have, you said the 2 to 18,000 population all the way to, you know, come as you are, whoever you are. I like that for you said the CMO, is that what you said? Mm-hmm. That's for, I think that's amazing. That's awesome.
We, like I said, there's 465 communities and they all are unique and they all have different needs. So I think it's a testament to, you know, our 90 years and how we've grown and evolved throughout those years to meet the needs of our municipalities, because they're all unique and their needs are always changing. But you know I've shared a lot, but I think, you know, the main takeaway about our organization is whether it's at the State House, Congress, whether it's through legal guidance or training, you know, we exist to provide the most up-to-date resources and tools to our municipalities so that they can then in turn provide the best resources to their citizens, so that all 465 communities are places where every citizen can live, work, play, and prosper, and where businesses want to invest.
That's awesome. We do have, I travel all over the state. I've been to places that I've never heard of. They're very, very small, but I agree with you in that each place has a unique just part to it, or it's just, I've enjoyed my travels when I go to these small towns or even the bigger cities. It's just, it's incredible to go through there, and also from year to year to see how places change. I think that's also, it's pretty cool. I think it's neat what you guys do. I truly do. You guys shared with us a campaign video, in essence, and about how the League is working to improve the quality of life for the citizens of the municipalities in the state. Do you want to talk a little bit about that campaign?
Absolutely. So as we're out and about in our communities talking to our membership, and of course throughout each legislative session, we've come to realize that most people, simply put, just don't have an appreciation for the work that our municipal officials and city employees do each day. And so because of this, our organization in 2024 launched a quality of life campaign called Live Locally Alabama. And the goal of this initiative is really just to encourage civic engagement and instill community pride and highlight the crucial role that municipal government plays in the daily lives of Alabama citizens. You know, we're home to, I've said this several times, but we're home to 465 municipalities, and I think that's 465 opportunities and stories to be told. And who better to tell that story than our local officials? And so the campaign includes messaging for them to take the lead on showcasing their municipality's uniqueness and the services that they provide to create sustainable futures for their citizens and for future generations. And so, you know, for those listening, if you're not a local official, I want you to know that your involvement in this campaign is also valued. Community engagement is so pivotal to encourage more equitable, sustainable decisions that continue to improve livability in the communities that we live in. And so, you know, it's really easy shopping locally in our communities, eating locally at your favorite restaurant, taking your kids out to explore locally at nearby parks and museums, attending council meetings and engaging with your community leaders and community initiatives and building those relationships. That's how we change the narrative. You know, by investing our money, our resources, our time, we can create a positive difference in our communities, but it takes all of us. It doesn't just take the league. We're certainly spearheading it, but it takes all of us, including our communities, our lawmakers, and the public, working in unison to ensure that our cities and towns are prosperous and positioned for economic growth. And so one thing I forgot to mention, if you're interested in learning more about the campaign, you can visit our website, almonline.org.
The video itself is fantastic. It kind of introduces, it's a beautifully made video for the campaign. So I encourage everybody, and we can link it too. I encourage everybody to check that out and see what's going on. I was always told that, you know, everybody gets very excited about, you know, national, you know, politics and things like that. But I've always been told that the biggest impact can be made in our own backyard and in the towns and cities in which we live, much more so than on the national level. Of course, that's always very important because all of those things impact us as well. But the biggest change can always happen if we're able to go to those meetings, those town halls, the city council meetings and things.
You know, I always say local government is the closest, most responsive form of government to the people. So you're exactly right. It's where the rubber meets the road, and our communities are directly responsible for those quality of life services that we as citizens not only expect but demand. So trash, water, parks and rec, you name it, they're responsible for it, and they're spearheading those efforts. So I would just encourage everyone to get to know your community leaders, get to know, you know, what those quality of life services are so you can better advocate for those needs in your community. But strengthening relationships is always key, in my opinion, to success, whether it's local, state, or federally with your leaders. You know, get to know them and build those relationships.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I just really appreciate your time and coming on this episode of Covered Conversations, Kayla. Thank you.
Thank you so much.